question was asked, is it proper for a Jew to leave Israel to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah? So generally we have to know that a Jew is not supposed to leave Israel. For a Kohen, for sure it's a huge problem, but even a regular Jew, you're supposed to live in Israel. Nonetheless, a Jew is allowed to leave Israel for certain needs. You're allowed to leave Israel for a business trip. You're allowed to leave Israel to visit your parents. You're allowed to leave Israel to teach Torah and Chutz Laretz. You're allowed to leave Israel to find the Shidduch. So there are needs you're allowed to leave Israel for. Generally, if a person were to ask, should I go to Uman? So generally we say, being in Israel is a tremendous merit. To be here is such a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. How will you answer for the fact that you've left Israel? There are very good reasons to stay here. And for most people, that's the right answer. But what's going on in Uman? The fact that 10,000 Jews get together. And there are beautiful stories about Uman. There are beautiful stories. You go to the mikveh and you see people with long peis standing next to people with mohawks and tattoos and earrings and nose rings. And after they all dunk, they come out and they sing and they dance. And Uman has become a bastion of unity. The idea that every Jew that comes there is welcome and accepted warmly. I'd love to say that that's what happens everywhere in the world. I'd love to say that every shul has a bunch of tables that say, for guests. And even if you didn't buy a seat for the high holidays, you know you're welcome. When you come to Uman, people will hug you in the street, they'll dance with you in the street, and no one asks you questions. And so for many people, that unification of Am Yisrael that happens in Uman gives them a spiritual uplifting that will change their lives. It's difficult to look at the question as one-dimensional and just ask, should a Jew leave Israel? The truth is, no, a Jew belongs here. What's going on here? You finally have the opportunity to be in Israel. What are you leaving for? You're going to stand on Rosh Hashanah. How are you going to justify the fact that you left Israel for Rosh Hashanah? You have one more thing you have to answer for. But maybe you have a good answer. Maybe it's a good answer. Maybe a person can say, you know, the kavanah I can have when I stand among Jews that are so accepting of one another, when I stand among people that I know I'm wanted, I'm desired, I'm loved by my fellow people. Maybe then a person can daven differently, and maybe that will affect this whole year. Many people have found their way back through Uman. And it's understandable why. And maybe we have to learn from that. You know, maybe if when you'll build a shul, and that shul will be based on the love of Israel, and all over the world people will know that when you come there, you're accepted warmly, and people are happy you came, and then maybe there'll be a migration to your shul. Because so far, we don't have competition with Uman. So you could say there's a whole publicity thing going on, and people are making millions off of flying people out to Uman and putting them up in hotels in Uman, and there's a whole campaign. I don't think that's why Uman's succeeding. I think Uman is succeeding because there's something very real going on in Uman. And even though I'm not a fan of the idea of going there, I think that people should find ways to connect over here. But I can't say that it's wrong. I can't say it's wrong. There are people that's what's right for them. That's where they're going to have a Rosh Hashanah. And there are too many people for whom going to Uman has been life-altering. You can't argue with the facts. And again, what we can do is learn from it. And we should learn from it. To my mind, Uman, a lot of people want to say Uman is damning to the people who go there. And I feel Uman is damning to me. Meaning the fact that people have to go there to feel acceptance should be a wake-up call to us. We'd like to give them a wake-up call. Why are you guys going to Uman? Well, maybe I haven't shown them enough love.